Parkin on the phone. Hi, Steve.
Hi there. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You're coming to Milton Keynes with a brand new electric car. Tell us more about it.
Absolutely. It's called the Mahindra E20, and it is a fully electric battery-operated car. We have been involved in the development of electric vehicles for a number of years now, and widely renowned for our pioneering technologies surrounding the electric vehicles. We chose Milton Keynes as one of our launch cities for the car, based on the proactivity of the city itself. And our car is very much a city-based car. It's badged the electricity car, focused for the urban driving. And this is the first one of our models we're launching that really does bring an electric vehicle available to the masses at an affordable price.
So Mahindra might be a brand name that not many people have come across. Maybe tell us a bit more about the company.
Yes, the company comes from India. It's an Indian-based company. We employ just over 250,000 people in over 100 countries worldwide. And we operate in many different sectors. We do have a base in the UK for one of our other companies called Tech Mahindra, and it's a global IT solutions and services company, as well as Mahindra Racing, which operates a Formula E, the electric motorsport series. We were one of the founding teams in that motorsport arena, and very keen to explore further opportunities worldwide in sectors such as IT, electric vehicles, green homes, renewable energy, and smart cities, all of which we very much do operate within today.
So living here in Milton Keynes, seen a lot more of the electric charging points around the town. Is that one of the reasons why you're bringing the brand to Milton Keynes?
Absolutely. With Milton Keynes now boasting around 170 standard and fast charging points, and 56 what's known as rapid fast, and, you know, very, very rapid fast charge points, they're very much at the forefront of the EV technology. And being awarded their Go Ultra Low City status, everything that the Milton Keynes Council has done with regards to the charge points and its infrastructure has been unbelievable since the start. And clearly that's been reflected in the number of electric vehicle users in Milton Keynes having trebled over the last few months. So it's now circa around 700 electric vehicles in the city.
And many employers put them in their car parks now as well in the city.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's in recognition, to be fair, of the Milton Keynes Council Green Permit, Parking Permit Initiative, where it boasts circa 15,000 free parking spaces specifically for electric vehicles. So again, there's a lot of emphasis and initiatives coming out from the council themselves, which us as a manufacturer recognise and obviously want to work with the council to deliver these very green, emission-free vehicles that offer some actually fantastic driving experiences.
I know when I've looked at the cost of electric cars in the past, they do tend to be a little bit higher than maybe the conventional car. But with you releasing this model, you've actually got a great proposition as regards to the price point.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we were choosing what type of model to bring to the UK as our first introduction, it really was centred around this affordable electric vehicle that was available for the masses. So with the car starting from $12,995, featuring all the latest battery technology, and even the top-of-the-range model at $15,995, it really does bring an electric vehicle for the first time available to many consumers who ordinarily it was perhaps a little bit beyond their reach.
So you're going to be at Centre MK this coming weekend, showcasing the car. Why should people come down and see you this weekend?
Well, we've got a very interesting and different business model and makeup to that of what you would normally see from car manufacturers. We don't have a network of dealers, and our market research has led us to the fact that many consumers today are very heavy internet users, and the dealer represented really the only place they could go to test drive the car. Whereas what we do in our approach from Mahindra, everything with us is online, but we do run a sequence of events on a regular basis in the cities we represent, Milton Keynes being at the forefront of that. So it's a great time to actually come down, see the product, talk to some of our Mahindra customer consultants who are absolutely engaged in every aspect of electric vehicle technology. So all those weird and wonderful questions you might have of how does it work, those guys are there to be able to answer that and be able to give consumers the confidence about the electric vehicle world.
Fantastic. And if someone can't make it down to Centre MK over the weekend, we have got all the details and the contact details on our website, which is mkfm.com. But if you can free up the time this weekend, it'd be an ideal opportunity to go down and have a look at the car. And I believe you can test drive it as well this weekend.
You can indeed. Test drives will be there, and everybody that can test drive, there is an incentive for those that would like to as well. Anybody would like to come down, find out more information about it, and obviously have a go as well. It is a great driving experience, and we're sure everybody's going to be enthralled, actually, with the experience of driving an electric vehicle for the first time.
And the question on everyone's lips is, on a fully charged battery, how many miles can you get out of it, roughly?
It's a 79-mile range on the car.
Okay.
And 79-mile range equates to around 22 miles per day. If you're going for the, 22 miles a day is the average use of a daily user. So the 22 miles is more than covered within the 79-mile range. And like I say, charging infrastructure is formidable, actually, within Milton Keynes, and growing by the week.
And I guess the main thing is it's obviously environmentally friendly versus your conventional car, and also very low cost as well.
That is the benefit of the electric vehicle. There's some changes coming in April this year about the vehicle annual road tax, to where hybrid vehicles are now going to be subject to vehicle road tax annual payments. But being 100% electric, Mahindra E2O is exempt from all of those payments. It's exempt as well from London congestion charge if you were to take the car to London. And the car can do a journey from Milton Keynes to London, no problem at all, as many of our team and also other customers do that very journey.
All right, that's great, Steve. Good luck over the weekend, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks ever so much indeed. Pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.